With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to episode 5 of...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Of Dinosaur Park, the tabletop RPG, in which our glorious heroes tangle with a reptilian enemy and a villainous insectoid. Previously on Dinosaur Park.
Think there's only... two entrances or exits of this area, okay, from memory. There's one, which is that walkway up there, and he points, like, up to one of the walkway, which has fallen in such a way that you can probably climb up to it, but the door looks frozen shut. Mm-hmm. Or two, and he points to another walkway, which is almost inaccessible. And that's the way you probably came in the first time. As you step back, you step on, like, a crowbar or a piece of glass, and there's a crack. The Megalania, who is about to eat Vince Vaughn, turns to you, and mustering up all its energy, attacks.
Oh, no! I want to say shotgun and use my, like, Winston Churchill hunting skills.
Well, we'll say.
From, like...
Is the lizard a Nazi? Because that'll definitely help.
It's Nazi-esque. Before your knife or machete can connect with any skin, it chomps down on your arm.
Oh.
Now, you can either lose an Argentinian child or lose the use of that arm.
Up Which arm you. Was it?
It was your dominant one. You tear off a bit of your shirt, or maybe you take a bit of the Jackson painting if he still had some, and tie it around your arm. It's missing from about, like, the elbow down, but
sick.
You've tied it off. It's not bleeding out anymore. You open the doors of the enclosure and come back out. Everybody is like, what happened in there? Well, what happened in there?
This is like a giant lizard thing.
Was it worth it for a toolbox?
No, clearly not. Clearly not, Mickey. Clearly not.
I don't know, I'm just asking, that's all.
I look at Mickey, just dead in the eye, I'm like, fuck you.
That was very rude, Mickey.
I didn't mean to cause no offense, I was just
I hold
saying.
Up my stump and just continue to make eye
what
contact.
The fuck, Mickey.
I didn't even, come on now, you know, it was just all in good, you know.
I just storm off. Like, Mickey, rude, Mickey, rude.
He's ashamed. Mickey feels bad.
Good, let's go to the please yourself pit, river,
all right.
Lake, there we
you
go.
Cross back past the little intersection and head towards the lake. The path starts to go downhill, and it kind of comes into visibility as you carry
Wait,
on.
No. We don't want to go down there yet. We want to try and find the weather.
All right. Halfway down, you're like, wait a second.
I'm like, wait, now that I've stopped bleeding out, I just remembered what I wanted to do. Fuck this. Right. Let's be cleverer. We need to be cleverer than the man who runs this park, also Joel. And it shouldn't be hard.
Correct. Right. We're going to go to the outside of Iceland and have a look, see if there's a way to get into the...
Okay.
I like to imagine Mickey's getting visibly like more and more agitated every time we call it Ice World Iceland.
It's it's not what it's called. It's called Ice World. Did you not? You were here. I don't know how you'd miss it. All right. Yeah, you both managed to find a little door. It seems like it's got staff written on it. It looks like this is an entry to the sort of back way.
Yeah.
You pop it open and you head inside. This is clearly like you can see through some little windows out back into the tundra area, back into Ice World. And it kind of looks like, you know, the back of any zoo enclosure. You know, it's metal walls, it's cages. It's kind of an area where people can prepare food for the mammoths. There are big melons that are rotting away. There's bits of meat that they'd give to the saber-toothed tigers.
Stop them killing the mammoths.
Exactly, because that's a problem. Oh yeah, I should have said that there was like glass inside halfway through the enclosure where clearly the mammoths and the saber-toothed tigers used to be separate, but something went wrong and the glass smashed. Anyway, yeah, so you're in this kind of back behind-the-scenes area of the Ice World.
All right, the computers. Look, search for some computers, see if there's some... Got some power, got some juice.
Yeah, you managed to find your way back, like, to a sort of, yeah, techno... techno? Yeah.
Pop some of those bills.
Eckies, get on them.
Managed to find your way to kind of like the computer area, the control panel. And that seems to control, like, lights. It seems to control doors that will open and let animals in and out. It controls, like, all of that kind of thing. Pheromones, everything that you'd need to control it. But it doesn't seem like there's any juice to it currently.
Okay. So we need to power this up.
Dynamite.
Actually, speaking of dynamite, because we only established we have a bag of dynamite. How many sticks of dynamite is in a bag?
I'm going to say 6.
So we're down to 5.
Yep.
That's all right. Still got 6 grenades as well.
Yeah exactly.
Right. 12 grenades, mate.
You're bloody ripper.
Okay. So can I kind of, Dennis and Nedry, puzzle this out to see if we can kind of get like a bag, a battery pack or something like that to kind of rule... Get some power going.
Look, you look over it and you kind of follow some wires and some cables. You open up some panels and look inside. It looks cold in there. It looks very frozen. It looks like even the ice from the temperature control machine has kind of pushed it back into here. It's not being regulated properly. And you kind of realize that there's sort of like an undersection to this behind the scenes area where you might need to crawl down into the actual control panel area and manually restart the whole system. That's what it seems like the most appropriate way to go about it.
Is there any way I can like find the just a temperature one and just crank it up to real fuck it up?
Yeah, you can see the temperature like gauge on the control panel, but you'll need to go down there and manually restart it before you can use it.
All right, I'm going to use my Dennis Nedry skills
to get down there.
To get down there.
Okay. You lift off a panel from the floor and like lower yourself in. There are wires and switches and cables and connectors surrounding you. The kind of like seems like it goes underneath the entire console area.
Mm-hmm.
You got to search for the right cable. Ooh. Let's go.
Let's try this out.
You need to get at least a 15. There are a lot of cables. You do not get at least 15. You're searching underneath and you find a cable that you think might be the right one. You like plug it back in and suddenly there's like a surge of electricity. And then it goes out again. Like a kind of short.
Like, try again.
Also, you hear a buzzing sound.
Good.
Coming from somewhere amongst the cables.
That's great.
You find the right cable. You hear the buzzing like a behind you and you're like, shit, 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 shit. Which one is the right one?
I vaguely remember those giant fucking mosquitoes.
Oh, no, I forgot about those.
Like, you manage to connect two cables just as the power surges on, and a mosquito's beak goes, like, right past your ear and amongst the cables. You can feel its gross feet on your back. You can't see it, but you can hear the... of something down there.
Oh, that down there? No, I didn't climb in.
No, but I mean, you're above, I'm assuming, in the
canal. All right, so I hear the buzzing. Yep. I look at my arm where I used to have an arm.
Yep.
I look at my inventory where I realize that I have multiple weapons, but only one arm.
Mm-hmm.
I pop a codeine and then jam my machete into where my arm used to be. I want a sword arm.
Done. Deal.
Use my Rambo skills.
I'm not going to roll for it. You just jam it in there.
And it works.
You're ready to go. You're going to stab the mosquito?
Sure I am. Launch myself down the hall. Time to stab a fucking mosquito, fellas.
You do, like, with your arm, you kind of, like, raise it up and just slam the machete into the back of Mosquito's head. Green Goose slams out over the back of Zammit's head. But the mosquito is very, very dead. The stops pretty dramatically.
I hold up my arm. I'm like, hey, also, Joel, check out my fucking sick arm.
It's fucking rad.
Fuck, yeah. Also, just popped a codeine. That reminds me. I should probably give Vince Vaughn some more codeine.
It's probably time for his medicine.
It's been a couple of minutes.
Are you going to try and convince him?
I'll climb back out. I missed.
You can see the computers are up and running, like the screens are rebooting, you know, with that green text going up them. There's a kind of gentle hum as everything kind of gets back into order.
I climb out of the hole. I'm like, wow, that was crazy. Everyone join the pill just to calm me down. And I fake put one in my mouth and then hand Vince one another one using my Subway Eat Fresh skills.
Yeah, you fake putting one in your mouth real good. Everybody believes you popped one. And then Vince Vaughn also cops one in the mouth. Vince Vaughn's like, wah, wah. He's like, yeah, this, I get this. Understood.
So close to death.
How many's he got left?
He's on 14, so he's got three left. Three codeines till death.
Yes.
The computers are up and running.
I shoot Joel Zammit a wink. Cheeky wink.
We got him.
We got him good. Our sub quest is... Our side quest is gonna
be after
complete.
Vince Vaughn's dead, I'm happy to die. I don't give a shit about fucking Dinosaur Park.
Fuck, that's all you're in it for.
I don't need a restraining order if I'm dead, also, Joel.
Correct, Joel. I Dennis Nedry this stuff.
All right.
And try and see if I can crank up the cold.
Okay, you find the knob or the nozzle or the slider that is set for cold. And it's already up pretty high, but there's still a couple extra centimeters it could go.
Yeah.
You push it, breaking the ice, you push it up as high as it can go, and you can hear something, some machine deep below go into overdrive, like a... Like, electricity in the area is surging as this machine, this temperature regulator goes into overdrive. Immediately, all of you, even though you're wearing saber-tooth tiger skin coats, you get cold. Mm. And I mean cold,
can
cold.
Can I quickly look for a map on the computers? Is that possible?
Yeah, why not? You managed to find a very crude map, or a
like a 1995 Windows DOS.
Yeah,
kind of
exactly.
Good.
I like to imagine it's just a hand-drawn map by Jackson that's been scanned.
Yep, that is what it is. So it's not terribly accurate.
It's Dinosaur Park handwritten, but with the backwards D.
Good.
Yeah, you can see that the only way you're going with this map, the only way you're going to get to the research center is across the lake.
I now know where it is.
Yeah, exactly. You now know very much
cool.
Where
okay,
it is.
Everyone, it's getting cold.
I say, Vince, you look very cold. Remember how much better this made you feel before?
Vince Vaughn swallows another one down. Vince Vaughn is basically like he's on the ground, like he's not even moving properly at this point. You might have to carry him, to be honest.
No, just leave him.
Yeah, he'll just freeze to death.
Yeah. All right, everybody, I do a Winston Churchill inspired speech. Address to everyone to get to the Plesiosaur Lake.
Everybody is immediately like at your heel. Everybody is ready to follow you into the depths of hell. All
right,
you lead them out of the behind the scenes area, back down the path, and you can see that this ice is like extending from the ice world enclosure. It is freezing the grass, it is freezing the area around it. It seems like it's extending
day
no
after
limit.
Tomorrow style.
Yeah.
Yep.
Grass is freezing in place. Looks like whatever this was, like it was not meant to go up this high. You can hear like a brr, 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 brr from the enclosure. It's loud enough that you can still hear it outside. The machine is straining.
Yeah,
no, that's good.
You walk towards Dinosaur Park.
Run.
I mean, towards Plesiosaur.
Towards Plesiosaur.
All right. Oh, nice. 15 on the dot, Joel Zammit. Joel Dusha, trash. About 6. You're not paying attention. You're admiring your sick machete arm. But Joel Zammit, as
that
you
sounds
approach
like me.
Plesiosaur Lake, you can see the pier, where clearly one would take the boat. You can see the little kiosk area and the little boatyard. But you can also see about 6 kids, about 10 years old, huddled around one of the boats. They're talking in some kind of weird gibberish language. You don't know what they're saying.
That's all right. That brings our children back up from 8 to 14.
I go over to the children.
You do?
Yeah.
They turn around, and they all have blowguns. Wow, that's a three sixes. Just a minute, you're like, hello, and one goes, thump, in your neck. Your vision starts to get hazy. You drop to the ground, unconscious.
Damn.
You see this happen. What's up, Joel?
Well,
other Joel's just gotten hello, greetings, hello, greetings, kabam, kabam, but snip the brands canant into the ground.
If they weren't children, I know what my character would do.
AK-47, Rambo the kids.
Can he look at them and see if they are in fact children?
Yeah, yeah. If they you are you in want to roll to see human. If that'll be your turn, but you can. Lindsay Lohan from Herbie the Love Bug that shit and see if they're children. That's your social stat.
Actually, yeah, that's good. I'm good at talking to teens. They're 10. Yeah, that's close to teens.
Well, you think they're 10.
Mm.
Well, that's good. They might be older.
Yeah. Who knows? You're going to talk to them?
They might not even be human.
Oh, wait. But then if we both fall unconscious, we might be in...
Wrap it. Vince Vaughn's back in goal.
Yeah, I try and talk to him.
Okay. That's your Lindsay Lohan, which I think is a good
start. Yeah, it's my best start.
Here we go. You're going to need at least 15.
That's all right. From 4 die.
Yeah. You manage to... Yeah, you do. You manage to communicate with them. Or at least they don't shoot you when you approach. What do you say? Like, they hold their blow darts up to their mouth, and they're like, meep, meep, meow, meow, meow.
Boys, fellas, guys, do not shoot.
Okay. Good. Let's see if you've convinced them not to shoot. What are you using? Lindsay Lohan again?
Yeah, of course. Oh, no.
One of them pulls a blowgun out. He's like, meep, meep, meow, 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 meow. And you get absolutely dunked. A blow dart hits you square in the forehead. You're like, burr, burr, burr. You fall unconscious as well.
Damn.
Wouldn't that be funny if I was like, game over?
Both
the end of Dinosaur Park. Okay, let me just get to where we're up to now because we went for a goddamn
side journey.
Yeah, you did. Okay. You wake up surrounded by children, you're tied up. You can't see any of you. Well, you can see your Argentinian kid, but you can't see Vince Vaughn or Mickey or guy who looks like George Costanza but isn't George Costanza anywhere.
Perfect.
There are about
fingers
like
crossed
20 children on either side of you. You're in what seems like it's really hard to kind of figure out where you are, but it's this wooden kind of house of some variety. You've no idea other than that. You're tied up by strong rope. All the children look quite tribal the way they're around you. Seems like they've got remnants of like maybe old Dinosaur Park memorabilia. They're kind of holding spears that are like tipped with glass. They're quite feral looking.
How close are they standing together? And do I have free arms?
You have... Well, you have one... Oh, your machete's taken, by the way.
Oh, fuck that. Okay, fuck that. How close are they standing together? And can I use my other free arm?
You can struggle to get your arm out if you want.
How do you feel about grenading kids?
Not well.
How do I feel about grenading kids?
Well, hang on. Let's see, because they would have taken your stuff. But let's see. I'll let you roll to see if you've managed to
keep
anything on you. One thing I'll allow you each. Please choose ribeye steaks. That'd be
the same ribeye steaks.
One grenade, Joel Dushan?
I'm going to go for my bag of codeine.
Okay. Yeah, you managed to keep that on you, tucked away in some secret pocket. And good. Joel Zammit managed to keep a whole box of ribeye steaks.
Can I try and... pick up some of the words for food.
Pick up
some of the words for, like, don't eat me.
Dennis Nedry was pretty clever. Let's use Dennis Wow. Three ones.
Oh.
No idea.
No idea.
You think you pick up the word for food.
But
sounds like nip nip.
Nip nip.
One of them stabs you in the ribs with a spear. Nip nip. Nip nip. Like, lose an Argentinian child.
Whoa, no. Which one?
Lose number. 5, 6, 7, 8. I think 8's already gone.
No. That's my favorite. She has a mace.
Oh, no.
Valentina.
He's like, nip, 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 nip. And one of them just slits the throat of her favorite.
Valentina.
You accidentally said, kill my child.
Fuck.
Joel Dusha?
I take some codeine and try to go to sleep.
All right. Well, you don't. Well, I guess you got to roll to get your hand in your mouth. Assuming that's your Rambo. Yep. Yeah, look, you managed to like work it up and get the codeine in your mouth. Your buddy goes numb and instantly it doesn't seem like that bad a situation.
That's good.
One of the children, one that seems a little bit like more prestigious than the rest, who maybe is the leader of this tribe of children, he comes up and he goes, rap, rap, ik, nap, wild ones, rack, rack, nip, nip.
I'm like, I repeat it as best like, as I can.
A look of confusion and anger crosses his face. A rip, rip, nick, nick, go back, a wild ones.
I'm like, nip, 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 rock.
I really wanted nip, to stab rock. You again.
Wild ones. I just give him a quizzical look, like the universal sign for, eh?
The kind of chief of the little group of kids kind of looks at one of the other ones and is like, shakes his head, gives like the universal like, no, they don't get it.
No, okay, me in my codeined up state,
yep.
I sort of smile and say, gesture, Joel's, and then gesture to them, wild ones, and then gesture back to us and say, Joel's, and then gesture to them, say, wild ones.
They nod, Joel's, wild ones, Joel's. Wild
I
ones.
Shoot him a thumbs up and then close my eyes again.
They give a thumbs up back.
I'm mates with them. You fucked up.
two children come up with a big long stick and they kind of start to thread it through your rope as though they're about to like maybe hoist you over their shoulders and carry you. Do you stop them at all?
I don't. I'm fucking like, yeah, sick.
You speak English?
We are looking bears island, one of them says. Take you weird looking bears island. The other one slaps him. Yep, yep, snip. They start to walk you.
We're not weird looking bears.
They start to walk you through.
Oh yeah, we're in coach. I forgot about that.
I try and give the saber-toothed tiger jacket to them. You for this?
You're going to try and... Let's see if you can even get it off you without like just you dangling
for,
yourself.
You this? Just...
Not you. No. And you end up tangled more in it. So that your face is underneath, like, saber-toothed tiger fur.
For this? Did you want this? Shit.
Damn it. Dusha, then, in your coded, because you're blind, in your coded up state, you realize that what you're in looks like maybe it was once like a resort or something. You can see rooms, you can see tables and chairs, you can kind of glimpse the outside world, and it kind of looks like pine trees and lush forest. Kind of looks like lush American woodland. They lead you to two big double doors, and you can see there's like a foyer area, clearly a check-in, and they open them up. And nothing but, like, the abandoned grounds of what was once clearly a place for people to stay stretches out in front of you. The children attempt to plant the sticks in the ground to keep you in place. They managed to get Dusha. Joel Zammit, they managed to get you as well. Damn. They plant you in the ground so you're just, like, trapped standing up against poles, stuck in the earth, and they go back inside.
Can I try and get my saber-tooth...
tiger thing tiger away from your
face. My face?
Wait, yeah, does it still have fangs attached?
Yeah.
Let's see.
You use that to cut the rope, you idiot.
No.
Okay, accept the death. assuming you're using your Rocky Balboa or Dennis Nedry.
No, Dennis Nedry.
He's
trying to get out of
a wily one.
Trying to get out of a tight situation.
Yeah. You managed to get one hand free.
Cool.
Dusha? Or are you just knocked out?
Again, in my codeined up state, I feel like I'm seeing things from just a new level. I should have taken ecstasy in hindsight. But should have. Oh, that would have been sick.
That would have been good. I'll say you have some if you want to take some Mackies as well. You want to just get fucked for what's coming? That's real funny. I mean, you're already in a pretty bad state, but like, if you want to take more, be my guest.
I only took one pill of codeine. Like, that would have just numbed the pain. Mm. I could probably mix that sensibly. Like, not sensibly, but...
You can mix it, definitely.
Yeah. Another Aki?
Drop some E.
All right.
Fuck yeah, get that MD up
in
me.
Yeah, you managed to work it back into your mouth. Zammit being like, where are we? I got to get out. And you're like, ah.
I'm like, give me 20 minutes. I'm sure I'll have a sick plan.
yep, you take another Aki and instantly everything seems real. Just, everything's great. You know what I mean? Even the rope digging into your arms.
Feels real nice.
Cool. Kind of a good pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I should have shelved it.
Should have.
up the bomb.
Okay, so we're just...
You're tied up. The two of you are tied up. Arms behind... Well, you've got one arm free. But
I only have one arm.
Can I like move like one arm and just like take off my arm? Like just take off... Either just push the saber to thing so I can see.
You managed to remove it and you can see... What is in front of you is sort of like an abandoned resort of sorts. There are tables and chairs. There's like a fence that has clearly been destroyed that was supposed to be surrounding this. Quite a high fence, like it was meant to keep something out, but it's clearly been destroyed by wear and tear. You can also see like the remains of an empty pool somewhere, and you kind of see the trappings of this group of kids, these wild ones, remains of... tattered like flags and the kind of thing like that draped over everything, kind of like they've taken over this area.
Is anyone like of like older? Are they all just kids?
They're all about kids. 13.
All right,
perfect.
Mm-hmm. You know, 13, 14, 12, that kind of area.
Maybe are they aged?
What do you wonder?
School children?
Yeah, about school child age. But maybe like 12, school 13, child, but with a couple years.
No, so like high school, early high school. So you're like year 7.
So if they were, say, you know, went through an excursion.
Yeah.
And like aged a couple years.
Like if they'd been like on an excursion in a park.
Yeah. In 2012?
In 2012, a couple had survived and started, you know, accumulating maybe other tests that you didn't know about with children, and they'd started a little society because they weren't allowed to leave. That age, roughly.
Does any of them remember? Like, can I pick out any faces?
Let's
out of curiosity.
What are you using? Churchill?
Yeah.
If I wasn't on ecstasy, I'd use Lindsay Lohan, but I am.
Did you call her Lindsay Lohan? Because that's great.
Lohan.
15. You can pick one child out of the crowd. You can kind of see behind you. You're facing, tied to these poles, facing into the forest. But you can see, if you kind of turn your head behind you, all of these wild ones, these kids, watching you from like a kind of parapet, looking down, or a balcony. And one of them, an older one, you're like, I reckon that kid came with me in 2012.
Do I remember his name?
Let's see. Yes, you do. It was Charlie.
Jeremy!
Jeremy, then.
Jeremy! I like point to him with my one free arm, like, Jeremy!
Let's see.
It's me!
Jeremy's like, a grip,
Jeremy!
Joel!
Yes! Yes, Jeremy!
Joel!
Jeremy!
This is Joel! He turns to the other children. Yep, grip, rup, rup. One of the kids brandishes a spear at Jeremy. Jeremy's like, grip, grap, a dip, dop.
Never mind, Jeremy.
One of the kids pulls one of his glass spears and just drives it through Jeremy's chest. I'm so sorry, Sam.
Jeremy
falls to his knees and dies.
I guess the original count of the...
Of the kids, you're taking it down by one.
Have to go back and retroactively...
Notch a kid away.
Oh.
The both of you start to hear something from the forest. You can see trees starting to waver as though something is approaching.
What's the beat like?
The beat?
The beat of
it's
the
fat.
Noise.
No, like, in terms of what? Do you mean what animal does it sound like?
Nah. Like, as in, like, is it a steady rhythm?
Or
is it just like, sick?
It's a steady rhythm. It's something you can proper jive to.
Sick. I'm bopping my head, smiling. I look over
it's
to...
It's kind of like a boom, 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 boom.
Oh,
boom,
sick.
Boom, boom. Kind of a tribal
sound.
Like?
How many tears are in my eyes?
A lot. So I'm going to use a lot of dice. There are 10. Another 12 on that. So 21.
Oh, that's a lot
22,
of tears.
10 yeah, plus 20, 12.
26.
26
tears. 26
tears
in your eyes.
I look over to you. I'm buffing my head and smiling. I look over at
Jeremy.
You. And then I just say,
he's dead.
I just say, I wish I could kiss you on the head.
All right.
The trees part. And it's like a thick pine forest, like an American woodland. The trees part and a bear of gargantuan size pulls itself out of the forest.
We're about to get revenanted.
I've got a picture for you of this bear and how big it is. It's called a short-faced bear.
Good.
For our listeners.
Yep.
We come up to its knee.
We're about dick height.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Good.
The children start chanting behind you. We are looking bear. We are looking bear. We are looking bear. If you...
Weird looking bear.
That's rude.
Oh.
Yeah. If both of you kind of like turn your heads, you can see that over the front of this resort, there is like a sign. And it says, Weird Looking Bear Island Resort.
Of course it does.
Yep.
Yep, good.
Maybe Jackson Bailey didn't know what the bear was.
Use my one hand.
Yep.
Try and get a couple of them ribeye steaks.
Just
wait, no! Away. Take some codeine. I got a whole bunch of codeine. Put it in the steak.
Okay, so you're gonna try and reach your hand across.
Get some. I'm like, you got codeine?
And on ecstasy, the moment I hit drugs, I'm like,
yeah,
yes.
I'm like, hey, I can't.
No, fuck codeine. Give it some fucking ecstasy. Yeah. Give it some pills.
I'm like, look here. I just like. Try and hand you
the steak.
A steak. Right.
Yeah. You manage to get the steak across. Do you pick it up?
I jam a whole bunch of pills in it.
Yes, you do.
How many?
Just one. Sorry, that's not too bad. Yeah,
jam some more. Jam again.
And you jab in another four.
Yeah, there we
like,
go.
Wait, that's not going to do it. It's a big bear.
It's a big bear. I want to touch it, but no. But maybe.
Now you.
Also, Joel, I still want to kiss your head because we're best friends.
Right, we're living.
Where's my
non-sexual house husbands?
What happened?
It's fine. Let's just open mouth kiss occasionally. That's fine.
Just a good
I kiss all my friends.
The bear is approaching. It's
is the steak
like...
near me?
Huh?
Can I reach it still?
The bear or
the steak?
Yeah. Like I
swing it. Okay. Fling it at the bear.
Using your Balboa or...
Well, you have to.
Yeah. Oh,
no, oh,
Balboa's is great with steak.
That's all right. Fact. You got an amazing roll.
Okay,
you
good.
Got 12. You hurl it in a beautiful, perfect parabola.
Into its mouth?
It slaps it on the face, at least. Lands with like a wet flap against the bear's head. The bear's like... and tries to bite at it because it thinks it's being attacked. In many ways, it is.
It just doesn't know it yet.
It crunches down on the steak. Everyone can eat. Hey, it's steak. It's raw. I'm assuming
of course.
It's blood. It's good. The bear eats it. All of the children are like, "We are looking bear. We are looking." They kind of stop as the bear kind of just like, you know, when a bear sits down.
That'll do it.
It sits back on its like tail and back legs and just stares off into space.
Can I use my Winston Churchill abilities to give it a rousing speech to get it onto my side?
No.
I want to ride.
I'm going to
use
Lindsay Lohan's from the Love Bug speech.
Yes.
To try and talk to this bear.
All right, so
we're
going to
use both.
You're going to use both. Okay. All right.
At the same time, I'm like, bear, you're an amazing bear. You're gonna
how much
like,
did I
bear?
Say you needed before?
20.
You're going to need... I'm going to say you need 15.
Right. What?
He's just giving the bear good emotions. You're talking to the bear.
Okay.
You are communicating using
I thought
English.
That he was trying to do exactly the same
thing. No, he's like... He's just trying to make the bear follow him and think he's its leader.
Oh, I want to actually talk to the bear.
Or at least,
you will
you know,
actually communicate in English to the bear.
At least, like, you know, I'll be the bear's new husband. Whatever.
Okay. Dusha, not even close. You're like... Rawr. The bear looks at you with, like, shock and worry because it doesn't know what you are. There's like a...
Perfect.
Joel Zammit, on the other hand, equally as terrible. You're like, bear, come on, be on my side. The bear stares off into space, ignoring the two of you.
How will the plumbing boys get out of this one? Find out next time on Dinosaur Park.
Missed out on the grand opening and then closing of Dinosaur Land, ran past the gift shop because the animatronics got out of hand, Been kicking yourself ever since you saw the get shot by a real astronaut tee and you didn't duck in to grab it for fear of Bonobot? Then worry no more, because at FeddlersPress.store we now have official bootleg Dinosaur Land merch available for you to love and cherish. Just head on down to FeddlersPress.store and grab what you can before we get shut down for good this time.